Companies like Uber and Lyft could open up shop in Alaska as early as June. The State House and Senate have both passed bills that allow so-called transportation network companies to operate. TNCs allow passengers to book and pay for rides through apps on smartphones. Republican Senator Mia Costello of Anchorage sponsored the bill and says the last step is the governor's signature.
The bill does have an immediate effective date, and if the governor signs the bill, it will go into effect immediately upon his signature. And I do know that the companies that were involved in this process are getting ready to bring on drivers and getting ready to bring on riders.
A few years ago, Uber started doing business in Alaska, but by the end of 2014 was blocked by local and state labor rules. TNCs have faced opposition in Anchorage from the taxi industry, which came out strongly against a municipal rule change to allow the new companies into the market. Senate Bill 14 now overrides any measures that might have passed at the local level, though it does include an opt-out provision for communities if they bring the issue to voters in an election. The bill includes safety measures like federal background checks for drivers. Costello says concern from current cab drivers about devaluing their livelihoods has to be measured against potential new jobs created by TNCs coming into the state.
And I think with any change, and this is an innovative change for transportation, there's going to be some concerns, but I think overall Alaskans realize that this is a positive thing for our state.
The bill received widespread support in both chambers of the legislature and is not expected to encounter resistance as it heads to the governor. Asked at a press availability today whether he'd sign the measure, Governor Bill Walker wouldn't say.
I haven't seen the Uber bill yet, so it hadn't come to us yet, but I'll look at that and make a decision when I see it.
According to Patrick Carter, a lobbyist for Uber, Alaska is the last state to pass a legislative bill allowing TNCs. Carter says depending on the timeline, the companies may begin operating by mid-June.